Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, which is partially owned by Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this show. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So what are we talking about today? What are you looking at?
Well, Mike, I've had the opportunity over the last year or so to interview, as you do, a lot of entrepreneurs. And in particular, I'd like to highlight people who are developing products, retail consumer products, based in South Carolina, and they're building a retail product. I think people who are bringing a product to market really face unique challenges.
Yeah, sounds like a plan to me. So where should we start? Because, you know, this is only a 5-minute show. We can't fit them all in.
No. I'd like people to think about what we've already got. And just top of mind for me, maybe you could jump in here too. It's like Duke's Mayonnaise is from South Carolina. It's over a century old, but this is a product that was developed in South Carolina, in Greenville, actually. Sweet Tea Vodka, Firefly Distillery down in the Lowcountry, and Brackish bow ties. These are things that are very much top of mind for me. You know, if somebody were to come to South Carolina and I were to be looking for a gift, what's a brand that is from South Carolina? I would very readily mention these. Are there any for you, Mike, that are kind of top of mind for South Carolina brands?
Well, sure. Well, you know, so you mentioned some food products. So I know, of course, we've got Callie's Biscuits down in Charleston. Mm-hmm. They've gotten loads of good publicity and growing like crazy. And,
yes.
You know, just recently I've been interviewing some rice farmers. You know, rice, one of the original agricultural products of our state. Rollins Raw Grains down in Hardyville and Anson Mills in Columbia. So, we could keep going on. And a lot of these that you've mentioned, that I've mentioned, have been featured in a publication that is one of the biggest selling actual magazines, you know, in the country, Garden and Gun Magazine.
Yes.
Based in Charleston.
Yeah. So yeah, what's my challenge is, you know, what's the next iconic South Carolina brand? Here's a couple that I've had the opportunity, the pleasure of interviewing recently. I met the entrepreneurs behind Lowcountry Kettle. They are the only potato chip manufacturer in South Carolina. And kind of like the Sweet Tea Vodka, they took a look at the potato chip and tried to come up with maybe some, you know, what's the essence of Southern flavors in potato chips. So they've come up with mustard barbecue, pimento cheese. So watch out for Lowcountry Kettle. Got to meet in the upstate, Pierce Wiley and Billy Goldsmith. They're the founders of Rebel Rabbit. They've developed a alcohol-free drink. It's a high seltzer, they're calling it. So this is a drink that includes hemp-derived Delta-9 THC, positioning themselves as a healthier alternative to alcoholic beverages. Met a young woman in her 20s down in the Lowcountry who is developing a foldable shoe, Kindred label. She went and taught herself how to make shoes. She became a self-taught cobbler. And then Mike, just kind of recently here from the Midlands, met Kelly Barnes, not his wife. He's co-founded a company here in the Midlands called Yacht Tail Vodka Cocktail. So they've come up with a vodka cocktail as kind of an alternative to the seltzers that you're going to see out there, you know, like High Noon and Truly and White Claw, those kind of things. So they're bringing a product to market. And one of the key things that I see with each of these business owners, these founders of a product, it's their persistence and their passion in bringing this product to market that's brought them this far already with their product, because you are going to face so many challenges, so many hurdles when you're, I think, developing a product in terms of who's going to make it, how are we going to price it, how are we going to get it out there into the market when there's so many other national brands and national challengers in their space. So yeah, let's get out and support some South Carolina products, maybe give them away as gifts as the holiday season comes up.
Well, Alan, as always, great update. We look forward to the next one.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, an affiliate of Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this show. And with the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.